14. After former FBI Director Robert Mueller was appointed special counsel to investigate Russia-Trump 2016 campaign links, Trump began a drumbeat of attacks. But Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican from South Carolina and Trump's closest friend in the Senate, took a different tack. "I respect the decision," Graham said on Fox News. "He's a good choice in terms of respect among members of both parties. He's a seasoned former FBI director." The two friends continued to disagree in public and in private. In April 2018, Graham co-sponsored a bill to protect Mueller and his work. Co-sponsored as well by a bipartisan group of moderates, Tom Tillis, a North Carolina Republican, and Democrats Cory Booker of New Jersey and Chris Coons of Delaware, the bill was approved by the Senate Judiciary Committee 14-7. But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said it was unnecessary, and Graham knew he would not bring it to the floor. Trump's opposition to the probe went beyond Twitter outbursts. The president called White House counsel Don McGahn at home twice on June 17, 2017, and ordered him to have Mueller removed by Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. "Call Rod, tell Rod that Mueller has conflicts and can't be the special counsel," Trump said in the second call. "Call me back when you do it." McGahn did not follow through on the president's orders. Graham didn't buy Trump's attacks on Mueller and the Russia investigation. Over the years, Graham had watched Mueller as FBI director and concluded he was independent and fair-minded. If Trump had colluded or coordinated with the Russian government in 2016, it would be a disaster for Trump and the Republican Party. "Listen," Graham told Trump, "if you actually did this, even though it was before you were president, you cannot serve." "I didn't do it," Trump told Graham. "I've done a lot of bad things, but I didn't do this." "I believe you on both counts," Graham said. The denial, in his view, had the ring of truth. In private conversation with the president, Graham repeatedly urged Trump to let Mueller's investigation take its course. If Trump was being honest with the country and had done nothing wrong, Graham argued, he should let the investigation go forward. "There's only one man in the country with the ability to clear you of working with the Russians," Graham told Trump in early 2019. "I can't clear you of working with the Russians. You can't clear you of working with the Russians. If you didn't work with the Russians, there's one of two things going to happen. He's going to make shit up to prove that you did when you didn't," which was Trump's fear, "or he's going to tell the truth." Graham continued to see Mueller as a straight shooter. "If you're being honest with me and I'm right about Mueller, you'll be fine," he told the president. "Now, if I'm wrong about Mueller, then I'll be the first to say it. If you're not honest with me, I'll be the first to say that." "I didn't make phone calls," Trump told Graham. The president was insistent. "I didn't work with Russians." "Mr. President, there's only one thing that would turn me against you, and that is if you actually worked with the Russians." "I didn't," Trump said. "I believe you," Graham replied, "because you can't work with your own government. Why should you be working with the Russian government?" Trump laughed. "Yeah, that's true," he said. But there was nothing funny about the Mueller investigation. In the media, as well as among Democrats and many Trump critics, the Mueller probe was widely held out as Trump's Watergate. "You can see evidence in plain sight on the issue of collusion. Pretty compelling evidence," House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff said in a February 2019 interview on CNN. In Washington, there was an expectation that Mueller's report was the other shoe to drop and could potentially lead to Trump's impeachment. Mueller's team supposedly did not leak, which only increased expectations that he had something big. The Washington Post and the New York Times continued the media investigation, publishing dozens of front-page stories about many of the same questions Mueller was investigating.